Hey, happy day. I got the birds out here in this side yard. They're going to be singing and talking to us any minute, so stand by. News and Views with Attitude, that'd be coming from me, Brian Lovick, WriteEdition.com. News and Views with Attitude, simple stuff for smart humans. Hey, coming from me to you, just saying. I was in Arizona yesterday, went over to look at some real estate, and it's kind of interesting because you no longer have to wear a mask. It's about time. I went into several stores though, at gas stations and so on, doing some research, and many people did have masks on. I don't know how many, 10, maybe 15%. And I thought, isn't this great? It's their choice. They're not comfortable going out like other people, so they've chosen to wear a mask. That'd be kind of free stuff. Pretty good. Also in Arizona though, I did see a man riding a motorcycle with no helmet. And he was wearing a mask. I thought, oh boy, that's interesting. Partly safe, partly stupid, I don't know which. Calgary, Canada, the mayor there has said that these recent rallies, which have been opposing the wearing of masks during the pandemic, are really just white nationalist and anti-government activities. Kind of for a guy who isn't white, they always say that. It's always a race card, whether they play it this way or play it that way, they're always playing it, right? I mean, come on. Was everybody in the parade white? I don't think so. Were most of them white? Probably. Well, Canada's kind of a white country. I mean, what's this guy talking about? Just another commie, and he is. I mean, he's way, way over there, but you know what? Here's what I say about him. You, Mayor, and many other people, particularly in Canada, will never have an interesting thought, an original thought, or write a paragraph that's worth reading or saving. But you know what? Let's keep free speech around anyway. It makes me feel sentimental. Because before y'all came to our country, we had that. And it was good. Trudeau and a bunch of those other white, crazy liberal guys, they feed into this and they're taking all of those rights away, and we need to get them back. Alberta, just a couple of days ago, I think the third, maybe it was the fourth lockdown, was brought into play by Premier Kenney. And I watched his speech and it was kind of interesting. He had on a striped tie, red and blue, which is somewhat symbolic of right and left. And I thought, hey, here's a guy that forever has been part of the PC party in Canada, progressive conservative, and the tie symbolizes that, right? Two mixed up things. I mean, that's like saying, it's right and left, progressive, blah, blah. It's like a virgin hooker, as I've so often said, and this guy is portraying that. And what are you doing? I mean, there's 150 some odd people in ICU, intensive care, in Alberta, out of 4.5 million. I mean, do the stats play back to a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and 150 is nothing. People used to be in there, more people with the flu. I mean, I get that the pandemic is bad. We all get that. But 99% recovery rate or whatever it is, and you got all this stuff going on, and you close the province down, and that's almost criminal behavior, I would say. Separation. A lot of people in Alberta are saying, let's separate. It's not just about Kenny, but he's a big part of that. It's almost like he works for the opposing parties, the people that want to separate, right? Even Justin Trudeau, wow. But Canada's broken, can't be fixed. Alberta, under its current leadership and previous leaderships as well, under that PC kind of thing, it's also broken, so will it work? You know, a lot of people, a lot of countries, a lot of people in those countries have chosen to talk separation, whether it be Scotland or Quebec, not a country, of course, but many others. So this isn't new, it's not a new idea, it's not novel, but it's workable, and I actually hope it happens. The world needs a conservative capitalist model, and I think that could be Alberta. When people hear me say that, they say, what about Saskatchewan and several other places? I always say, that's later. They will follow, hopefully, but someone has to start. Someone has to get the parade going, and I really believe it's Alberta. In an effort, left-wing people, back to them, to be inclusive, those who don't identify as a specific gender. You know, liberals think that's good, so we should all feed into that, okay? And these pronouns and terms like man, woman, son, brother, sister, I mean, they're all bad. You gotta be inclusive and call everybody something, peoples, I guess. But yet the liberals, just the other day, I'm sure a lot of them had a stroke because they're talking about Mother's Day, and they said, Happy Mother's Day. Oops, I have a mother now. No kidding. You know, lefties call all kinds of they're mixed up like a dog's breakfast. They make me crazy. They really do. And then you have the guy, this running guy, girl, Caitlyn Jenner. And I'm not sure what this is about, but it wants to be the governor of California. Kind of weird, I guess. I mean, I'd vote for the Shetland pony compared to the current governor that's there in California. But you know, it's what happens. Like, I don't think he's fully committed to this. I don't think he's had all of the body parts removed to officially be a woman, right? and you know, so what? He becomes governor, she does, and then one day he shows up, like he swaps back and forth. I mean, how crazy is this? The chicken gives an egg, so the chicken is a passive player. You know, but the pig, it dies for this. So you have bacon and eggs. I mean, the pig is committed. The chicken is kind of a passive player. The RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Canada, recently they were captured. They were caught, not captured, breaking the law. They're a corrupt regime. They truly are. Eberlu, he's an attorney, a lawyer out of Eastern Canada, and he found the evidence, and he has the evidence. So with regard to the long gun registry, the police were ordered to destroy the registry many years ago, and of course they didn't. They threw it in our faces, and now there's real and hard evidence. This isn't about guns anyway. It's about rogue police departments. It's about unlawful law. That's an interesting term. This is my spin. Any city which has RCMP on the payroll, get rid of them. Get rid of them now. They're criminals. You shouldn't hire them. Not the rank and file. Rank and file is good, but you can hire them back when you have your own police force. But you got to get rid of this thing at top. Secret files. That's really what that RCMP thing is about. They keep secret files of more than 2 million Canadians, right? And they have 7 million guns kind of lined up in preparation for confiscation. And you know, the federal top brass here, RCMP, have done all of this. And boy, oh boy, I mean, this is criminal behavior. Now, I have more. I'm getting all worked up. This is about the economy, and you already know how bad it is, but I can tell you how to fix it. Because I have such a wiser advisor guy, but y'all come back tomorrow and I'll give you that. For now, stew on all this stuff, and birds, glad you could join us. Have a happy day. See ya.